Here are some numbers for you. It's the 25th anniversary of the Agricultural Stewardship Association, and on October 10th, ASA will present their 14th annual Landscapes for Landsake Art Sale and Exhibition. The event is a fundraiser to support local farmland conservation. The show features 31 artists whose work is inspired by the region's working landscapes. It takes place in the historic barn at Maple Ridge in the hamlet of Coyla, just west of the village of Cambridge. Terry Ptacek is Executive Director of the Agricultural Stewardship Association. She joins us this morning. Terry, how are you?
I'm very well. Good morning.
Always nice to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being here. And Maple Ridge owner Larry Sconzo, my neighbor, joins us this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm great.
Very nice.
Nice to be here.
Very nice. We're quiet neighbors, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Very quiet.
Yeah,
very quiet. I passed by your house this morning.
Yeah, we don't make too much noise up there. Yeah, that's good. So as far as this event, well, first of all, congratulations on 25 years.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
It really is. It's amazing.
And you've been with the organization for how long?
I'm going into my 13th year.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. So now tell us the news. Well, first of all, for people who are not familiar with ASA, Agricultural Stewardship Association, your work is primarily in Washington
and Rensselaer counties.
And so your record to date is
16,000 acres conserved, and we just finished the last project was the Hand Melon Farm in Easton, and it's famous for its melons. Matter of fact, I brought one in.
The studio smells like melon.
Yes,
it is very. And there are worse things, by the way. And you know the hand is at the end. There's the hand, the red hand logo is on the stem of the melon, and then you press on, right?
Yes,
you
then
press into that, and if it yields, then it's the perfect melon and ready to go.
And man, they are so good this year.
They are amazing this year.
Amazing.
I've been driving out of my way for several weeks to get melons because I feel like I just may never eat one as good as this again. So what went into that? Because this is a huge farm in our region. It is a very popular farm. I would say it's world, or certainly
yes, it's
known around the world.
Known around the world, known nationally, definitely.
Yes.
It's melons. They ship them all over the place. It was a long project in the making because it combined two sources of funding. But thankfully, at the end, the Open Space Institute came through and helped us with the match. And so it was a match between state and OSI funding. So we were able to close it in July. And then shortly thereafter, we had the Forever Farmland Supper. You know, it's our annual celebration.
Yep.
300 people under a tent celebrating, you know, the local food. And it couldn't have been at a better spot.
No, not at all. So how many acres in that?
419 acres.
419
and
acres.
And most of it is prime soils. It's beautiful.
And so if you're going in, for people who may not be familiar with the region, if you're coming in on Route 29 and perhaps you know the fairgrounds, the Washington County Fairgrounds, the stand is to the right. And if you're to take that road, it will bring you back into the start of the property.
Right. The property goes on both sides of the road, and you'll see
yes.
Because they have, you know, pick your own blueberries, pick your own strawberries. Raspberries.
And
now
then,
you can do pick your own pumpkins.
I know.
It's really
and there's
great.
The, there's the there and of course the corn and the tomatoes and all that stuff. So it's a really great operation. And so and I ask you this because it's when you do a project like this, I'm assuming it's not only, of course, it is about the number of acres that you save. That's very important, but it's also a very prominent property, and I would assume that only helps you in your leverage in the future.
Oh, absolutely. And the nice thing about it is it was bordering a property that we already protected. So we're starting to see a block of conserved farmland. But Easton, there's just so many wonderful farms in Easton, and it's nice to have such a prominent one come under, you know, our conservation easement.
Do you approach them or do they approach you? And I'm not asking in this particular case, but just in general.
It's both. Somebody will find out or read about it in the paper, and then they call up and say, I'm interested in learning more. And, you know, it's a big decision. It's a huge decision. John is fourth generation.
John
so
Hand.
His family, John Hand.
Yeah.
And his family's been on that property for since early 1900s. And Started off as a dairy farm, and then his father was the one who really, started growing melons and took off as a vegetable farm.
There's a letter from Eisenhower in the stand of thanking the Hand family for the amazing melons. So this is a story that goes back a long way, and
yes.
It's great. I always love when I'm waiting to pay for my corn to read the
to letter read all
from, my, from Eisenhower. It's just very cool.
And that's why this Landscapes for Lansing art show that we have, half of the proceeds from the sale of the art goes to support farmland conservation, support our efforts. And Larry has been just absolutely wonderful for the past 14 years to open his barn and host this event. And
yeah, you have this is the perfect place to do something like this.
Exactly, because it was a farm way back. The property was constructed in the late 1860s, and it was a gentleman's farm. And it's still farmed, actually, by a local farmer. I don't farm myself. And
I don't either.
The barn is in really good condition.
It's great condition.
Yeah.
And not as a barn, but more as a venue.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't know, it was 15 years ago that Dave Horn, who was then the president or the director of the ASA, approached me about doing this. And I thought it was a great idea. We had the space, and year by year it's grown and grown and grown, and it's been a phenomenal event. And I love it because I love the ASA, because I moved up here. It's kind of funny because the very first one that I was involved in, they had a couple of farmers talk to us.
Yeah.
And I never forget this. The one farmer said, we're the people who bring you the landscapes that you like to see. And that's why I moved there, because Washington County, to me, had the best landscape of any place I've ever been, and that's why I'm here in Washington County. So I said, oh, you just convinced me, let's do it. And the Landscape for Land's Sakes was a perfect name for this show.
How long have you been here?
At Maple Ridge?
Yeah.
A little over 20 years, full-time.
Full-time.
But I've been on Washington County for another 6 years before that.
Yeah. So, and you moved from the city?
Yeah, from New York, from Brooklyn.
Yeah. And what is it, because your story is very reminiscent of many people who move north, who want that landscape. But you're unusual in the sense that you appreciate it and don't want to screw it up.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm a visual guy. And I love the, I was telling Terry today, when I was a kid, I used to go to camp in Western New Jersey, and there were certain things that occurred in that camp, like the smell of a dead skunk.
Yeah.
And I loved going to camp, and I moved up here in 1989, and all of a sudden, it's the first time in 30 years I had this smell of a dead skunk or liquid cow manure, and it just opened up little spaces in my brain. I said, I love this smell, and I just love this place. So it's not only visual. For me, it was like coming home to a time when I remembered as a kid being the best time of my life.
And for the listener who may be hearing us right now and saying, gee, I wonder why Larry likes the smell of cow manure. Here's the thing. we call it when we go out, when my wife and I walk out of our home and we smell it in the air, we say, oh, it's ode to Washington County. It's like, oh, that's the smell. And it's beautiful. But I assume when you're doing the conservation, Terry, it's trying to say, okay, this is where we live. This is what this is. And to protect that so it doesn't become that it can't just be pretty, that it also has to be functional as well.
Right. It's a working landscape.
Yeah.
It's not just pretty. But it basically is beautiful as a result of all the farms that shape it. And I think that's what's so amazing. Our featured artist, Clarence King, he really captures the beauty. And I mean, just from the poster that I have in front of me, it's absolutely
I always love this because this is beautiful. And if you see the poster and if you go to their website, I assume it's on your website, agstewardship.org.
Yes.
Is the poster up there?
Yes.
I assume so. Some people could see it. But it's agstewardship.org. And it's just a beautiful painting by Clarence King. It's called Clouds and Corn. But you look at this and you think, well, this really could be anywhere in Washington County. And that's, I mean, this could be the end of our hedgerow and my yard, or I assume yours, Larry.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's beautiful. I don't know where particularly this was painted or if it was just kind of an amalgamation. I'm not sure. But
I'm sure it was painted around his house. And
yeah.
That's not too far from.
Yeah, okay. All right.
From Cambridge.
There you go. So it is now. Let's talk about some of the artists because good for you. You have some amazing, wonderful artists who are a part of this event.
Yes, we have actually 13 new artists. So, and then we have a lot of the wonderful favorites coming back. Harry Orlick, George Van Hook, Virginia McNeese, Robert Moylan. I mean, it's just wonderful. And then we have a lot of new ones. So it's great to see. Ann Fitzgibbons is a wonderful artist. I mean, they're all so wonderful.
Yep.
Gigi Began and John Began are curating it. They're also artists in the show.
How many pieces does an individual artist usually have in the show?
Anywhere from 5 to 10.
Yeah.
You know, because there's actually 43 artists, there's over 300 pieces. It's in the upstairs and the downstairs. It's all lit up. I mean, it's beautiful.
You know what I love about your barn?
What?
It smells like a barn.
Yes. Everybody says that.
I just love it because you can't get rid of that smell. It's
yep.
great. It smells like a barn. I was there for the,
cabaret?
No, for the tour, the artist tour.
The yes.
artist tour, and you
right.
and
Ian
you
had, Kreitz you, had his
Ian,
his,
who will be a part of this
yes.
as well,
yeah.
Had his photography in the
yep.
in the barn, and I was just walking through, and I was like, you know what, this is actually beautiful because it smells like a barn.
Right.
It is a barn. It smells like, and you obviously haven't used it as a barn in many years, but it still smells like a barn.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, it's a good observation.
I love it.
Yeah.
As far as the future, Terry, what's going on? What are you looking to accomplish next? Because I assume you're not just happy with what you've done.
No, as a matter of fact, we've just completed a 5-year conservation plan, and it calls for protecting another 45 farms in the next 5 years. We'll add 8,400 acres, so that will come to 24,000 acres.
Now, are those farms already identified?
No, they're not identified. Some of them are. Some of them have come forward. And, you know, expressed interest. It's really we identify priority areas, and that's where we'll, you know, focus a lot of our attention. Limited resources, you really have to focus on the best land, the best farms.
Okay, so here is the homework for the audience. First and foremost, our fund drive begins October 5th. Your job is to end it by Friday, October 9th, because this event is Saturday, October 10th. And I want to go. Okay. So it's Saturday, October 10th. It's 12 to 5 with a wine and cheese reception. And the gallery is open from noon to 4 on Sunday.
And on Monday.
As well. And on Monday.
And on Monday is the day we have the big drawing for the Greece raffle ticket.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And what is that?
Well, for $100, we're only selling 300 tickets. You can win a chance for a 2-week stay on a Greek house, you know, a house on an island in Greece, and you get $3,000 also to go with. So it's just wonderful, and it's a very safe area, and it's the owners say it couldn't be a better time to travel to Greece than right now.
Well, that's great. Well, that sounds
it's wonderful.
Price
it's
of admission.
Historic.
Yeah. Very, very cool. So the ASA's Landscapes for Land's Sake opens on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 5 with a wine and cheese reception also open on Sunday and Monday over the Columbus Day weekend. Terry and Larry, I thank you very much for being with us. I love you guys and I love all the great work that you do. Thank you so much for being such an essential part of our community.
And Joe, we love you.
Well, thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.